again on this part as well. If you're just joining us, I definitely encourage you to try the other parts of this first. It's a very painful topic for me. I love the people of this country, but this is not a pleasant message. The message, however, although it is protected, may be copied in any amount, in any form, any media at all you want, as many copies as you want. In fact, I encourage you to do so. Thank you for listening to what was on my heart concerning this country. That America needs. Jeremiah 13:15. Hear ye and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. Give glory to the Lord, again all caps, your God, before he causeth darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death, and make it gross darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. If we do not repent, the faithful among us will have to weep in secret, as it will not be safe to do so openly anymore. We need humility and to receive correction, or like Israel of old, we will be dealt with in severe judgment. Jeremiah 13:22. And if thou say in thine heart, wherefore come these things upon me? For the greatness of thine iniquity are thy skirts discovered, and thy heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Therefore will I scatter them as a stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, all caps, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. I have seen thy adulteries and thy nines, the lewdness of thy whoredom, and thine abominations on the hills in the fields. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem! Wilt thou not be made clean? When shall it once be? God is telling us why these things are coming on us if we do not love him for real. If we forget him for falsehood, our shame will be seen to all nations. God wants the old America, or better yet, a truly righteous America that loves good and hates evil. That freedom does not mean freedom to do evil things, but godly things and worship according to our conscience and his word. Jeremiah 4:7. O Lord, all caps again, though our iniquities testify against us, do thou it for thy name's sake, for our backslidings are many, we've sinned against thee. Jeremiah calls on the honor and grace of the Lord, as he knows the people are not righteous. Jeremiah 14:8. O the hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be a stranger in the land, as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not. Jeremiah knows there's a very real danger of God leaving his people to their enemies, and commands them and intercedes for them. Jeremiah 14:10. Thus saith the Lord unto this people, thus have they loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet, therefore the Lord doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. 14:11. Then said the Lord unto me, in both those words and all caps, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. They have loved to wander. Is not this the U.S. all caps of America all caps and the United States of America United lowercase states also lowercase of America of our founding for the patriots that know the difference. We have delighted in wickedness, and the Lord will not hear us unless we repent as a nation. Jeremiah 14:13. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold the prophecy unto them. Ye shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord, all caps, said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, Sword and famine will not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. They shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour out their wickedness upon them. God answers his prophet, Jeremiah, about the prophets that have not been faithful to proclaim his word. They will be destroyed by what they said will not come on the people. Any real man or woman of God faithful to the calling in this hour will sound the alarm in Zion. Judgment always begins with his people, always begins in the house of God. And what will be the end if we do not turn to him? He will not even hear when we fast if we're a worker of iniquity. Jeremiah 15:1. Then said the Lord unto me, Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. It shall come to pass that they say unto thee, Whither shall we go forth? And thou shalt tell them, Thus saith the Lord, all caps again. Such as are for death to death, and such are for the sword to the sword, and such as for famine to the famine, and such as for the captivity to the captivity. This is not good. God is angry that even though Moses and Samuel stood before him, he said his mind could not be to Israel. We are America, the great USA, all caps. Is that what many will say here and not Israel? Israel was under the law, but we are not under law, but grace, you say. Yes. Thankfully, this is true, but under grace does not mean the very nature of God has changed. God still judges under grace. Yes, he still is a God of judgment. He still hates sin and loves a person the same way he always has. And even more so, as to whom more is given, more is required. Jeremiah 15:3. And I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord, again, all caps. The sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. Jeremiah 15:4. And I will cause them to be removed into all kings of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. Jeremiah 15:5. For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Jeremiah 15:6. Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord, all caps. Thou art gone backwards. Therefore I will stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Jeremiah 15:7. God is weary with repenting over Israel, his chosen. How much more so us, who are his chosen in Christ, but do not act like it. Be careful You can be disowned by the Lord if you refuse to love him. Jeremiah 15:10. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole world. I neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. 15:11. The Lord, all caps again, said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant, verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. 15:15. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah is not called the weeping prophet for nothing, as he endured the rebuke and persecution of his people for the Lord's sake. If you like me, this is hard to take, but take it I will. I will be faithful to God to sound the warning. Jeremiah 15:19. Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then I will bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me, and if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will take, or I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Jeremiah 15:19-21. The Lord instructs his prophet Jeremiah as he is weary with standing before such a wicked people. God said if we take the precious from the vial, we can be his mouth and able to withstand the taunts and persecution of the enemy, and he will deliver us. Praise the great God in Christ who came among us to save us. We have delved into the word of God of the Lord to see the parallel attitude of Israel with the USA, all caps, and the sombering and sobering judgment of the king. We have seen there is nothing new. Our wickedness is not a surprise to God. He has seen it before, but it is an affront to his holy majesty. We have looked at the actions of Israel and seen a parallel or worse action of the USA, all caps, and we've seen a loving but holy God that gave them space to repent as a nation, but they repented not. We've seen the patience of God with such a nation as this, and that he is long-suffering, but he will avenge his holiness if we do not return to him. We've seen the state and attitude of the church, or so, or called out ones in the Old Testament, and the state of the church here in this country. This has a part 2, or part 3, and part 4. If you're not already broken and called to action in this hour, may the God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, bless you abundantly in granting repentance unto eternal life.